This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tributes continue to pour in for civil rights icon and longtime Congressman John Lewis, who died Friday of pancreatic cancer. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
Dream Defenders co-founder Philip Agnew only met Lewis once and considers himself lucky.
I think anybody that has ever been in his presence feels the full weight of history on his shoulders.
Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors says the man who risked his life to end legalized racial segregation is a civil rights icon.
He has always been on the right side of history over and over and over again.
Brittany Packnett Cunningham, an activist with Ferguson Uprising, says his legacy lives on.
I have so much gratitude for the seed that he has cared to plant in so many of us.
John Lewis, dead at the age of 80. I'm Julie Walker.
The rising tide of new coronavirus cases is flooding emergency rooms in parts of the United States. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Health officials say the near-constant care COVID-19 patients require is overtaxing hospital staffs, who are also trying to treat more typical ER cases like chest pains, infections, and fractures. In Florida, hospitals say they're in desperate need of remdesivir, a medication that's been shown to shorten the average hospitalization time for coronavirus patients. But Governor Ron DeSantis says it's on the way.
We are getting 30,000 more vials of remdesivir sent to the state of Florida, actually sent directly to the hospitals from the Gilead distributor, and those will be arriving within the next 48 to 72 hours.
Florida reported more than 10,000 new confirmed cases.